Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's see if he can come back and get Peterson. The 3-1 pitch on the way. A swing and a ground ball toward the middle. Baez has it. Throws to first. Alec Mills has just pitched a no-hitter.
What a historic day for the Cubs in Milwaukee. Alec Mills, the 16th no-hitter in Cubs franchise history as they beat the Brewers today in dominating fashion, 12-0. Zach Zabeman, Ron Coomer with you on the Jeep Postgame Show, brought to you by Jeep. See your Jeep dealers for great deals. And joining us now on the hotline is the man of the hour, Cubs pitcher Alec Mills. And Alec, congratulations first and foremost, but I want you to take us through everything that was going on in your mind and body as you were listening to that final call.
I couldn't help but smile. I think it's finally starting to settle in that what just happened, obviously. It still brings back goosebumps. I think body-wise, I don't remember if I felt too much in my body later in that game. It was kind of an out-of-body experience, but obviously something I'll never forget and never take for granted.
Well, first of all, Al, congratulations too for me. I've been a part of a couple as a player, never, playing. But Pat asked me in the ninth inning as you're sitting there, as your team is scoring some more runs, what do you do with the pitcher that's in the dugout? And I told him, I've walked by our pitcher, and I wouldn't even want to make eye contact with him. I was like, I'm not going to bother this guy at all. He's on a roll. And you just walk by. You're feeling sitting there knowing that you've got three more outs to do something that's absolutely historic in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody did look me in the eye for the last three innings. I just kind of tried to sit down and relax and make it seem like it was every other inning, every other ball game like I'd done, for the last 10 years of my life. But obviously, some feelings crept in. And just kind of tried to almost embrace them. I think it's fun. I don't ever want to, down a moment like that and downplay it. I think it was a lot of fun. Like you said, I don't think anybody talked to me. So they didn't want to mess it up.
Yep. No, that's great. Okay. So you get the second out, right? You get the pop up. Anthony comes running in, catches the ball. Now you've got. Actually, the second out was a strikeout. You made a great pitch to get the punch out. The inside two-seamer, I mean, you couldn't have thrown a better pitch than that all game long to get the 26th out of the game. What were you feeling when the 3-1 pitch gets sizzled past your feet on the mound going up the middle?
Yeah, definitely was like, oh, no. And then as soon as I turned around, oh, yes, Javi's right there. We actually were joking about it earlier in the game. I think Kip said something about it. A lot of times up the middle is not a hit anymore with all the shifts and the way we play guys.
Right.
And it's just kind of funny that he said something like that and that played out like that. So, obviously, a roller coaster of emotions once it got by me. And I think once Javi got into his glove, he let out a little scream. So, he knew. So that was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun.
Cubs right-hander Alec Mills with us after he just finished throwing the 16th no-hitter in Cubs franchise history, his first complete game and a no-hitter all coming together as one. What a performance. At what point during the game did you realize something really special is happening here?
I think after the fifth or sixth, I don't remember, I kind of realized, no hits. I had been in that position a couple times before in the minors. But I think coming off after the seventh inning, just kind of lost feeling and everything, body, goosebumps. I think that's when it really hit me, hey, this is a real possibility. You've been kind of locked in the last few innings. So just stay where you are and just pitch the way you know how to pitch. So I would say, seventh inning after that was kind of when I realized something may happen.
What's the message here for people listening that a guy who was a 22nd round draft pick by Kansas City in 2012 can come out and do what you did today in 2020?
I think, the message I want to get across, don't ever give up. You know, don't let one person tell you you're not good enough or you can't make it. The world's tough as it is. I think just having the mindset of never giving up and never giving in is something special, and it's obviously a lot easier said than done. It's something that I take pride in, and it's been a special journey, and obviously everything that's happened has happened for a reason. And I'll never forget, everybody before this, everybody during this, and everybody after this. So it's definitely something special. Maybe I can help a few people along the way.
What great inspiration. Alec Mills, congratulations on this heck of a performance, this historic day in Major League Baseball.
Congratulations, Alec. What a great day. Yep. Great history. Couldn't be happier for you. And you do it down the stretch in a playoff race, in a pennant race. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you guys. It was a lot of fun.
Alec Mills, history for the Cubs on this afternoon in Milwaukee, the 16th no-hitter in Cubs franchise history.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.